We're back, 180 with Carl Claussen, Your Life, A New Direction, broadcasting from Israel. Quick, promotion here of some sacrificial sponsors of this trip. One is Dana B. Davidson Financial Services Group. Thank you to you, Dana. And if you need help, tax season's coming up, financial planning. Dana's a man, he's humble, he's a listener, and he's got integrity. I don't know what else I can say, but that's the truth. You need help, go to danatax.com or call him at 847-753-9393. Big kudos to Dana B. Davidson Financial Services Group. With me right now is George Koch. George Koch is an Anglican priest and also a leader. I'm going to let him describe it. I'm going to bring him in. George, good to have you with me today on 180.
Good to be here, Carl.
We are part of this interdenominational group that has come over to Israel, and boy, this has been good, hasn't it? Now, describe for us, back stateside, the full extent of your role and responsibility.
Well, I'm pastor of Resurrection Anglican Church in West Chicago, and I'm the dean of the St. John the Baptist Deanery, which is a collection of Anglican churches in the Midwest.
George is a unique man. He just told me, and I'm going to just bust him out right here on air. He just said, I'm not big into labels. And you know what? He carries himself as a man that loves Jesus with his whole heart. And so it's no accident that when I asked him to, hey, what do you want to talk about here? We go right after the Wailing Wall. And from your heart to my listeners, George, why is that so significant to you?
This is one of those things that are very difficult to describe rationally or explain in any rational context, because my brain tells me, just like anybody else's does, it doesn't matter where you pray. You could pray in your closet, you can pray at church, you can pray in Toledo, Ohio, or in Jerusalem, and it shouldn't matter whatsoever. But the truth is that it does. And why that is so, I don't know. There are mysteries in the spirit that are beyond me. But I know that for me personally, that when I'm in Jerusalem and I have the opportunity to go and pray at the Wailing Wall, that it just moves me emotionally from head to foot. It just tears my heart open. And I'm able to pray more, I don't know what the word is, more authentically, sort of the depths of my heart, than I am most anywhere else on the planet. Why that is, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but the wall just opens me up. And I understand why there are so many Jews and so many Christians that are drawn to that wall to pray. There is just a special sense of the presence of God there.
Prayer. It's often talked about, rarely done, comparatively. As a pastor with a pastor's heart for people to pray, to commune with the one who holds this earth in space, give us the most practical advice you could give.
I'd say the most practical advice is to realize that God's desire for us is to be married to us, not to have a distant relationship, but to talk the way a husband and wife do. If we are the bride of Christ, the groom wants a loving, deep, intimate relationship with his bride, not one of structured. I think structured prayers are fine. But what he isn't looking for is formal relationship, which is just form, but rather heart to heart, so that he can truly know his bride can truly know him. That ought to be the characteristic of prayer.
Yeah, that is so good. And I think when Jesus said, I called you servant, but now I call you friend, friendship with God, to someone that's out there saying, oh, come on, how can you fear God and have friendship with God? What do you say to that person?
Well, fear of God isn't the kind of fear that you have when a robber on the street sticks a gun to your head. It's the kind of awe that you have when you realize that you are in the presence of almighty power. It isn't a fear for your life. It's a recognition that there is power far beyond who and what you are. And then the astonishment comes in realizing that the being who possesses such enormous power nevertheless desires intimate love with you.
There we have it. George Koch, everyone. What a trip this has been. We're going to continue to pour it on all week long. You stay with me here, 4 to 6. Stay with me. We're going to have an unbelievable time. See, there's just another little example of it. Up next, wow, we're going to be talking about the Holocaust Museum. A little bit of the story behind it and what's the desired impact. Omer Eshel is going to be with me next. 180 with Carl Claussen, broadcasting live from Israel. Your life. Your life, a new direction.